Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life, the podcast. This is Life Coach Renee Young, and you're listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Coach Renee. Today, I want to talk on the topic, Mastering the Art of Fluidity, How to Flow Like Water. You know, every morning I go and I sit on a rock and I look at the lake. And what I'm doing when I'm looking at the lake is that I'm seeing how it's flowing. A lot of times it's calm, and sometimes it's flowing. And the secret is to be like the lake, calm, no disturbances, or if it's flowing with the current. So water is a great teacher that shows us how to move through the world with grace, ease, determination, and humility. The journey of water as it flows upon the earth can be a mirror of our own paths through life. Water begins its residence on earth as it falls from the sky or melts from ice and streams down a mountain into a tributary or a stream. Like a river that flows within the confines of its bank, we are born with certain defining characteristics that govern our identity. We are born in a physical body, right? Like the water that flows between the river banks, we operate it within the limitations of our physical body. Until we learn to transcend our physical limitations, because we are spirit as well as physical. We're dual beings. But within the parameters of our physical body, we move through life, encountering many twists, turns, and obstacles along the way, just as the river flows and encounters all these obstacles, and it just finds a path around it. Now, when a river breaks at a waterfall, my goodness, it gains energy and moves on. And we encounter our own waterfalls in life. We may fall hard, but we also can use that energy to keep moving on. Water can inspire us not to become rigid with fear or cling to what's familiar. Water is brave and does not waste time clinging to its past, but flows onward without looking back. Water is always moving. You know, like I said, sometimes it's calm, but it's still moving. It's still flowing. It is always flowing. That's the way of the water. At the same time, when there is a hole to be filled, the water does not run away from it in fear. Instead, water humbly and bravely fills that empty space. In the same way, we can face the dark moments of our life rather than run away from it and fill them with our presence. Eventually, the water in a river will empty into the sea, just like we will one day merge into the collective consciousness. Water does not hold back from joining with a larger body, nor does it fear a loss of identity or control. It gracefully and humbly flows into the vastness by contributing its energy and merging without resistance. Every time we move beyond our individual egos to become part of something bigger, we contribute to the universe. So today, I want to leave you with 6 ways that we can flow like water in life. First one, number one, embrace change. Water does not resist obstacles. It finds a way around them. Similarly, embracing change is crucial for personal growth. Learn to adapt to new circumstances, challenges, and opportunities with a flexible and open mindset. That's what I teach here. Number two, cultivate resilience. Water does not break, it bends. Developing resilience is key to navigating life's ups and downs. Like water, bounce back from setbacks and view challenges as opportunities to strengthen your resilience. Number three, find your path. Water finds its path, right? Rivers don't flow a straight line. They meander and adapt to the landscape. In life, Discover your unique path and be open to exploration. Allow yourself the freedom to evolve and to pursue your passions. Number four, stay present. Water is fully present in the moment, whether it's flowing gently or crashing with force, like those waves. Practice mindfulness to stay present in your own life. This allows you to respond thoughtfully to situations rather than react impulsively. Go with the flow. That's what I practice. Go with the flow. Water effortlessly moves with the current, adapting its course accordingly. Learn to let go of rigid plans when necessary. Going with the flow doesn't mean being passive. It means being adaptable and responsive to the circumstances. There's a great visual I have for you. Imagine being in a rapid and flowing paddling against the current. You're not going anywhere. But you know something? If you sit back and just go and let the river take you where it wants to go, it's a much more pleasurable experience. Learn to not fight against the current. Learn to go with the current. And when I'm meditating, that's what I'm actually learning to do. Stop fighting. Just go with the flow. Number six, learn from nature. Observing water in nature provides some profound lessons, from the tranquility of a pond to the power of a waterfall. Nature exemplifies the various facets of adaptability and fluidity. Spend time in nature to draw inspiration and reflect on your own journey. Yes, I walk in a park that's called Lakes Park. So not only do I get to watch the water and learn from the water, but I'm also communicating with trees and nature. You know, this morning I started, you know, taking off my shoes and touching the grass. All those things are important for life. Okay. So in conclusion, mastering the art of flowing like water is an ongoing process. Embrace change, cultivate resilience, finding your unique path, staying present, and going with the flow as we are all the steps towards living more adaptable and fluid life. As you navigate the currents of life, remember the wisdom of the water. Be flexible, resilient, and flow with grace. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of 5 Minutes Friday with Coach Myrna. I hope that you will look at water differently from now on and learn from it. All right. Well, listen, thanks again for tuning in. If you're watching this on YouTube, would love for you to subscribe and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on iTunes, would love for you to also rate, review, and hit that subscribe button. Until next time, namaste.